taking the feeling of the breath as the meditation object. And I often encourage people to use noting at the beginning of the meditation, because often there's a lot of thinking. Modern people who live in cities tend to have quite busy days, a lot of activity, lots of things to think about. So it's not really possible for most people to go from a somewhat busy, distracted state to a peaceful state. So understanding how your mind works, you have to then slowly gather and incline the mind inwards. So we use various skillful means. So first of all, trying to be aware of the entire in-breath. So when the breath becomes a little more subtle, often we watch it at the nose or the chest or the abdomen, but in the beginning it's good to feel the whole breath coming in at the nose, down through the chest, in to the abdomen, just trying to be aware of those feelings. So I recommend noting at the nose 1, at the chest 2, at the abdomen 3, breathing in 1, 2, 3. And as the breath leaves the body, aware of the feelings, abdomen, chest, nose, and we note 3, 2, 1. So what we're aiming for is an awareness. Awareness is often full of various objects, so that means our thinking, our worries, concepts about the self and others, concepts about the world, memories, plans. So all of that is thought. A thought is occurring in awareness, and most of the day we don't notice the awareness. So when we come to meditate, we're trying to pay attention to the awareness with it, all of these things arise. So we use the breath as a way to come back into the body, in the moment. I try to know the feelings, just the feelings, so that's not a concept, it's not a thought. Mindfulness of feelings. Aware at the nose as the breath comes in, aware at the chest, aware at the abdomen, and then using noting to restrain thoughts from going elsewhere, getting lost in concepts. So noting 1, 2, 3. And on the out breath, 3, 2, 1. The in-breath, trying to bring in a fresh energy, so that's like waking up into the present moment, arriving in the present moment, back in the body with the in-breath. 1, 2, 3. And with the out-breath, we train in putting things down, so the various things that you've picked up all throughout the day, you can put them down in your meditation, don't have to carry them around anymore. 3, 2, 1. So just the awareness of the breathing and the noting. Everything else we can leave aside. One in breath, 1, 2, 3. One out breath, 3, 2, 1. Still aiming to be aware of the entire breath. Nose, chest, abdomen, abdomen, chest, nose. It's okay to take a few deep breaths if it's helpful, helping you to just arrive on the cushion, come back to the body. 1, 2, 3. three, two, one. Aware of the entire in-breath, aware of the entire out-breath, and training in using the breath to be in the body in the moment, and using the breath, training putting things down. So this is quite a challenge for modern people, the amount of thoughts that come into meditation. And so it's very important not to become averse to the thoughts. It's very important to understand that if you spend most of the day thinking, when you come to meditate, there will be thoughts. But when you're meditating, you're having a different relationship to it. So you're just noticing the thought as a thought, stepping back and not following it. And then we use the noting, one, two, three, two, one. Gently restraining the thinking energy, the concepts, and being patient, understanding that if you have a busy life, it's going to take time for the mind to settle, and that's okay. It's giving it some time. One in breath, one, two, three. One out breath, three, two, one. So it's a delicate balance, being gentle yet firm. You also have to be quite determined not to get pulled out back into the various thoughts about the future, the past, others, work, family. So you just gently say, not now. After the meditation, one, two, three, two, one. The noting method most used in Thailand is this Butto on the in-breath, Butto, and on the out-breath, Butto. This is very beautiful. A very rich, potentially extremely powerful meditation aid. The Buddha was the one who became awakened to ultimate truth in this age. He was the first one to see through ignorance and abandon all delusion. So the word Buddha is entirely associated with what we're trying to accomplish. And so it's a wonderful thing to be dropping into the mind a very beautiful suggestion with powerful connotations. And the Buddha is our refuge because he was the first teacher. But the Buddha teaches us that our practice of Dhamma is ultimately our refuge. Dhamma as refuge. So Dhamma is the teaching, it's the training, it's the path. But for the Dhamma to be a refuge, we have to cultivate our practice to realize the Dhamma. And so the Buddha was the one who knew ultimate truth. Breathing in, Buddho. Breathing out, Buddho. And so we use this method. Very, very simple, but very profound if we train in it with sincerity. What we're trying to do is know the truth of the breath as it is, as a feeling, just knowing it with bare awareness. So it's not a concept about the breath, and not an idea, not an opinion. You don't need to visualize anything. It's so simple, it's difficult to do in the beginning. But as you train yourself, Buddho, Buddho, and you recognize that when you place your attention on the awareness of things as they are, start to feel much more peaceful, much more calm. So using Buddho on the in-breath, Buddho on the out-breath. As we're cultivating mindfulness, the Buddha was always mindful, awake, aware, unconfused. And so as we train in the awareness of the breath with Buddho, we're becoming more awake, more aware, less confused, becoming a little bit more like the Buddha. Breathing in, Buddho. Breathing out, Buddho. Generating mindful awareness, letting go of confusion and delusion, just knowing one breath as it is, arising, changing, ceasing. Knowing one in-breath and then knowing one out-breath, Buddho. It has a beginning, it has a middle, it has an end. All of these changing feelings in constant flux. And so we try to be interested, notice, be aware, and just know those feelings. Nose, chest, abdomen, abdomen, chest, nose. knowing one breath as it arises and ceases, knowing the truth of impermanence, Buddho. The Buddha knew that all things are impermanent, all conditions. And knowing the out-breath, arising, passing away, ceasing. In this training in Buddho, cultivating mindful awareness of things as they are, delusion falls away, or is at least weakened. And in becoming aware of the nature of conditions, you notice something which is referred to as the unconditioned. That which can know things as they are, the awareness. And so in our meditation, we're placing the awareness on the breath, and then we're aware of the breath arising, changing, ceasing. And as the sense of awareness becomes more clear, more palpable, while we're putting forth an effort to be aware of all of the changes, we then relax into the awareness. And we begin to trust a sense of clarity, a sense of stillness, a sense of peace. And as the meditation progresses, one can make it more simple. Breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Giving the thinking mind less to do. And resting in the quiet, in the stillness. Still aware of the changing feelings. But allowing the mind to be quiet and still. Breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Knowing one in-breath, put, and knowing one out-breath, do. Knowing the present moment, and the next moment, not clinging to the past. The past is gone, put it down, breathing in, put. The future has not yet come, don't pick it up. Breathing out, do. Many people now probably feeling a little more calm than 20 minutes ago. And it's very important to notice this also. One of the things that keeps us from getting on our meditation cushion is not wanting to have to sit with the thoughts and feeling like I can't meditate because there's so much thinking. So keep meditating aware of the breath while I speak, breathing in Bud, breathing out Do. And just notice, be aware, really notice, even though there's a lot of thinking, if you make the effort for 20 minutes, the mind does become more peaceful. There's often a sense of relief. And even if there is thinking, there's a little more distance from the thinking, a little bit more space in the mind. You're not completely identified with the thoughts, and what a relief that is, not to have to think that your thoughts are yours. To get some space from them, to not have to follow them, to put them down. Breathing in Bud, not picking up thoughts. Breathing out Do, or at least not believing them. So this is going for refuge to the Dhamma in your own heart, in your own mind. Seeking some coolness, some peace, some stillness. And it's there if we just drop the hindrances. If we don't keep picking up the hindrances, the mind is peaceful. So the meditation object is about recognizing the hindrance, developing skillful means for recognizing them and putting them down. Mostly what we do is we just place the mind on the meditation object and don't pick up other things. And as we do this, the hindrances naturally fall away or get quieter, get weaker. And the clear mind gets clearer, more palpable. So if we think a lot, and if we look at things outside in the world, in the TV, in the computer, in the phone, you find the mind gets very dull, it gets very busy, it gets very cloudy. The word loka in Pali means darkness. If we get very involved with the world, the mind becomes dark. And then as we train our awareness, rein our awareness inwards and put down the world. That means not thinking about the past and the future, and not thinking about others, and just allowing ourselves to be aware of the breathing. The brightness of your own mind is able to shine through the darkness, and the darkness can disappear. So if we're really consistent, gentle but sincere, coming back to the meditation object, not believing the hindrances, not feeding the hindrances, thoughts are just thoughts, feelings are just feelings, the past really is gone, the future might not come. Buddho. If we do this, the sense of cloudedness, the sense of darkness, is as if it evaporates. And a sense of clarity, a sense of coolness, a sense of peace, a sense of radiance begins to shine in your own heart area, in your own mind. And this is becoming more like Buddha. By recollecting the qualities of the Buddha, by recollecting the path taught by the Buddha, and training in this meditation method which Lord Buddha said was the crown jewel of all his meditation objects. Breath meditation is the crown jewel. So trusting with faith, this is really profound if developed. Breathing in, Bud, breathing out, Do. Mindfully aware, awake, unconfused. Bud, Do. I'm just going to have you meditate for a couple of more minutes. I think it's really important to practice loving kindness meditation also. And just recognizing that modern life is somewhat agitating. And so it's important to be kind to ourselves. It's important to develop healthy, skillful ways to relax and experience some well-being. So this metta practice, samatha practice, is extremely wholesome. And if we do it well, if we do it consistently, it's very, very pleasant. So we all want to feel well-being, we all want to experience pleasure. So this is a type of pleasure which is trustworthy and very healing, good for you and good for others. So just first of all acknowledging that as a person who's not yet completely enlightened, there is dukkha, various types of dukkha, types of unsatisfactoriness that affect us. And just ask yourself, is there any dukkha in my life? Any frustrating experiences in relationship, in work, in family, any health issues? I think all of us have to answer yes. And then in recognizing that, just opening the heart with kindness to that dukkha that we all have. And then wishing oneself well. So we use the breath once again, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. So with metta, you don't have to do much. It's a wish. But you do need to be sincere. So you make the sincere wish, may I be well. And may I take care of myself, may I take care of my life, may I be skillful. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Using the breath. And just as you might respond with kindness to a family member who you love, or to a friend who you love, or to a pet who you love, if they're experiencing some kind of difficulty, with loving kindness meditation, you're offering that attitude of warm friendliness, non-judgment, just a kind, friendly response, but you're offering it to yourself, opening the heart and generating this goodwill, acceptance and goodwill. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And as you breathe in, just allowing the love that all human beings have the potential to generate, to experience, to manifest in the heart area, just allowing it. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And with the out breath, putting down the judgments, criticisms, I shouldn't be like this, they shouldn't be like that, shouldn't be like this, I don't like it like that. So offering this attitude of loving kindness to the body as well. Modern culture very obsessed with youth and beauty, fitness, and most people don't have bodies like that, so we can be very judgmental of the body as it is. So with metta, allowing the body as it is, breathing in, may I be well, and just accepting, allowing the experience of the body as it is. Breathing out, may I be happy. Putting down the criticisms, stopping doing that. It's okay just as it is. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well, allowing the warmth of loving kindness to arise in the heart area. Breathing out, may I be happy, expanding that feeling of warmth through the chest area, and just allowing unconditional love, acceptance, goodwill in the heart. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Just a few more in and out breaths, coming back to the breathing, aware of the in-breath, aware of the out-breath. Conclude the meditation in a few moments. You can open your eyes. You feel like it.